Cache County was not expecting many in-person voters on election night, but the socially distant polling station seemed to work well for voters who did turn out.
It was pretty smooth, pretty quick process. It's been before we at the courthouse, we waited for hours to vote, so this was a lot better, I feel.
That's Trevor Bingham outside the Cache Events Center just after casting his vote. Many people who showed up Tuesday were first-time voters, like Michaela McAvoy.
I'm just slowly figuring out the world, and so it's kind of hard to follow all the politics and follow all the things that are going on, but I do have my own beliefs, and so I kind of thought that I might as well get my point out and get my vote in.
Some voters who came to the polls on election night had missed the early registration deadline. Others, like Rachel, came for the experience.
And I just like the excitement and the enthusiasm of being around the community in which I live, seeing all sorts of people, everybody coming in to, you know, vote and do their part as a citizen of the United States.
Still others were concerned about their vote counting, like Spencer.
I just wanted to make sure that my vote would be counted just to feel safe about it.
Voters had several issues weighing on their minds as they cast their ballots.
Big thing, like, I kind of worry about is climate change.
Probably, like, the economy, because, like, I, like, have some, like, money in the stock market and stuff.
Like, women's rights, like, transgendered people, gay rights as well.
Respective tax plans, issues of religious freedom, abortion.
As of 7:50 p.m. last night, 44,830 ballots were counted in Cache County, with President Trump taking 58% of the statewide vote. Final election results in Utah will be certified by each county by November 17th. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Maya Fairbanks.